Greetings, this is Nigeria, and you're tuned in to UrbanBuzzMag.com. And I have Janique with me, who is doing a boot camp. She focuses on startup businesses, how you can get that process started, which is something we all want to do, but never know how to do it, right?
Exactly.
So, Janique, tell us a little bit about your company and what you're preparing for this Saturday, which is March 19th.
Well, thank you, Nigeria. First and foremost, thank you for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity to talk to you and to talk to your fan base. As you mentioned, my name is Janique Lachey-Drusis, and I am the CEO of a company called the Ignite Group, where Ignite is an acronym that begins with an E that stands for Enlighten, Empower, and Ignite Entrepreneurs. And this Saturday, we are having a B-Trip Live Business Bootcamp. B-Trip stands for Business Training Results in Increased Profits. And in this bootcamp, what we're going to do is we're going to help entrepreneurs focus their activity, grow in confidence, and increase sales. And we start out with focusing on the personal aspect of business, because business is not just professional, it's personal. Mm-hmm. You're investing your time, your relationships, and your resources, right? And some of those things you can't get back. So we start by identifying that and honing in on what it is that's driving you to do this. Then we build a business foundation based on timeless principles. We'll walk you through the marketing. We'll walk you through the strategy. We'll talk about your competition, and then we'll dive into the financials. And that's last, where we build a business model that you will be able to continuously refine until you find one that works for you.
Right.
And so that's what's going to happen this Saturday.
Amen. That's good stuff. And that's going to be at the YMCA in Brooklyn, correct?
Yes, at the YMCA in Brooklyn. And if anyone would like to come, they can find us on the website, which is www.eignitegroup.com.
Great. And tell them, you know, when you're trying to be an entrepreneur and do business, can you please reinforce what time this will start? Because I love it.
It starts at 9 a.m.
Okay, colored folks. 9 a.m. Get up.
And you don't have to worry about getting breakfast, because breakfast is part of the package.
Okay. Now, do they need to dress professional or?
Well, come ready to promote your business. You're going to be around, you know, other business owners. It's going to be an intimate environment. So, no, you don't have to wear a three-piece suit, but represent your business the way that you would like it to be represented.
Okay. Okay, sis. Thank you. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock Saturday. No, I'm sorry. You know, I keep it real, real. 9 o'clock Saturday, 9 a.m. A.M. early morning at 33rd Avenue, Brooklyn, YMCA. Now, I myself am an entrepreneur. Started this 16 years ago, printed magazine. Now it's online, moving up with the new technology and this new age digital world we're living in. One of the things that I just want to talk about, growth, and how do you begin to strategize creating that? And that's something that you will talk about as well, correct?
So that's definitely something that we're going to dive into, and that is pretty much the latter half of Saturday's boot camp. We're going to talk about how you drive growth. So once we figure out who your target market is, then what we really need to understand is what your business model is. And your business model is simply how you make money.
Right, right.
What is your formula for making money? What is working? What is not working? And I'm not going to say that we're going to solve everything that day.
Right,
but
right.
What you will, you're going to leave with a tangible tool that will help you put something down on paper and say, okay, I'm going to go forward with this, and you'll be able to evaluate whether or not that's working for you or not and tweak it until you find a business model that works for you and generates the income that you want to generate for yourself.
I absolutely love that. That was great. Now, is this for women only, or is for male and female?
Because it's Women's History Month, we are focused on women, but we're not turning men away.
Okay. Now, do you believe that the growth of women businesses has increased due to the glass ceiling, per se, across the board, too, I believe, of all ethnic and cultural backgrounds? What do you say?
I think women are feeling more empowered. I think that's really at the crux of it. We're believing more and more that we're capable of whatever we put our minds to. And I think women are also looking for balance. So oftentimes when you're working for a corporation, you can be in the office for 10, 11, 12 hours a day if you really have a career that's generating a significant chunk of change.
Mm-hmm.
That's time away from your family.
Right.
That's time away from doing the things that really energize you if you're not in a career that you love. And so I think women are looking for alternatives. They're looking for solutions. And a lot of them are turning to entrepreneurship as a way to do that.
Yeah, I like what you said, balance. And that's true because we have so much to do, being the wife, the daughter, the mother, the sister, the cousin, the auntie, and all of that, as opposed to our male counterparts who are just, quote unquote, the hunters, the go get it, bring it home. So it does deal with a lot of self-esteem and confidence as well, right?
Absolutely. And that's really at the crux of it. And that's what sets this boot camp apart from, I think, a lot of other trainings out there. I know that there are tons of trainings in the marketplace, and clients that I've worked with have gone to pretty much all of them. But what sets this apart is that we're not just dealing with your business, because business is not just business. It's also personal. So we talk about you, and we talk about what it is that, number one, you want to get out of your business, but what is it that you want to get out of life? And then we help you, guide you through a process to design your business to accomplish that and help you to evaluate whether or not this is something you really want to do, because it's like having a child. It's going to take everything that you have to take it from where it is to where you want it to be. Is this for you? Does this line up with the lifestyle that you want? And if so, let's show you how to get there, but let's design it in a way that it's going to produce for you what you hope it to produce, and that it does not degenerate into your nightmare.
You said a key word, process. And I think some people think, you know, they get the vision, the dream, and then they're just like, yes, tomorrow I'm just going to be a millionaire. But there is a process, and I thank you for having this boot camp. But if you know, without sharing too much in details, can you just explain, you know, to some of these people that it's going to take, you know, it might take a minute depending on what business you're starting up?
You know, you are so right. It's going to take more than a minute. You have to be.
I was trying to be nice. I didn't want to scare the people.
It is going to take more than a minute. Even if you have initial success,
uh-huh.
You have to maintain that success.
Exactly.
So case in point, I had a client that did $100,000 the first year.
Uh-huh.
The next year, that dropped to $20,000.
Wow.
Because she never stabilized those sales.
Mm.
So how do you not just like sell a product and be a one-hit wonder, but how do you establish your processes so that this is something that is sustainable over time? Now, we can't get into all that detail in a 1-day workshop, because
right.
It's about 8 hours. But we have other tools that we're going to be making available that's going to help in that process. And with the Ignite Group, we support entrepreneurs throughout their entire journey, because this is really a journey. And hence, that's the acronym for the class, Business Trip, because you're going on a business trip. You're going on the ride of your life.
Girl, I know. And I'm so excited to hear about what you're doing, because it's necessary. You know, you can go to a boot camp and it's a 1-day thing, and then it's like, okay, go. You know, and you got all these papers and books and flyers, and you come home, look at it, and you're like, okay, now what I do again? What they said I should do? You know.
Exactly. It makes sense while you're in there.
Right.
But then when you walk out, you're like, what were you talking about?
Right. You know, forgot. But investing in yourself. We talked about the process. And investing in yourself does not always mean finance. What it really means is doing your due diligence. Can you share some of the due diligence or two key process that you should, at least in your beginning stages, consider? Because I think most time people think, well, I don't even have money, or I don't do that. But although that's important, there are some steps that's just as valuable as opposed to having the upfront money.
Okay, so here's where we may get a little controversial, because what people always expect me to say at this time is that you have to write your business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not in that camp. Really not in that camp. And Just to give you a bit of a background about myself, I have an MBA from one of the top schools, not just in the country, but in the world.
Okay.
And what they taught me in business school was to write a business plan.
Right.
But when I got into the real world, I found out that everything that I wrote in my business plan was absolutely positively wrong the first day I got into business. So I'm not in that camp. And it wasn't just me. It was, you know, the business owners I was working with. I was like, you got to write a business plan. And they all looked at me like I was crazy. And I was like, but your businesses are growing and thriving. There's something wrong.
Right.
At least something wrong with my logic. So the things that you do have to do that I am adamant about, you got to write something down.
Right.
The good book says you have to write the vision and make it plain.
Right.
You know, whether you believe the book or not, you have to have a reference point. You have to remember what it is that got you started in the first place, because it is going to get hard and you're going to be challenged and you're going to question yourself. You're going to say, why am I doing this? This makes no sense. And you have to have something that you can go back to and reference and say, yes, this is why I'm doing it. This was the original dream. So you have to write that down.
Okay.
Second, you got to get out there and do something. And so it's true. We're all about action. This is an action-oriented boot camp. Here, you're going to write it down, and then you're going to develop a plan of action. And then get out there and figure out if it works. We're not telling you that, you know, take the next 3 months of your life and create a 35-page document with full financials. While that may be necessary at some point, especially if you're looking to raise capital, initially, what you want to know is whether or not your idea works. And so I'm a huge fan of the Lean Startup process. Now, that's something that's only been truly applied to the tech space, but it can work anywhere else. What is your minimally viable product? If you want to be in the food business, do you need to invest $100,000 in a restaurant right away? No. Make some food and try to sell it to people.
Right.
Do
right.
they like it? If they don't like it, then you might need to rethink your strategy. Maybe you need to hire a cook if you're adamant about, you know, this business model. But find something that works for you. We're focused on your business model. And the only way you figure that out is by going out there and trying to generate sales.
I love it. I need everybody to come out 9 o'clock, March 19th at Brooklyn YMCA, 33rd Avenue. Please come out. This powerful woman is really giving you the truth, and that's what we need to start our businesses and grow. Most people will say, follow your dream. What's your vision, as you just mentioned? And you said we do need to write something down. But I say, wake up and pay attention to those who have failed and succeeded before you, because there's actually nothing new under the sun. So if you come up with an idea, it's not like, you know, ding, it's a great idea and it's good. But let's talk about knowing that format. Like you said, you don't need to invest $100,000 immediately in a restaurant because you think your chicken and macaroni and stuff is the best. You know, like you said, sell it first. See if anyone likes it. See if you even have a team or people who are going to even actually support you. And mm-hmm. then it's not what you do, but how you do it to be successful in what you do.
I agree 100%. I think the most successful people fail their ways to success.
Right.
You have to find out what doesn't work before you find out what works. And what we're trying to do is minimize the size of the failure.
Right. Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And so we're all about failing small.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, fail small and grow and learn so that when you get big, you've already had your failures.
Right. Right. And one last thing, you know, I hope this is something you really pry into people at your boot camp. Something I, as a consumer, look for in every business, and that is the importance of customer service. It's one thing I do not like is poor customer service, and I don't want to sound racist or nothing, but a lot of other ethnic groups got it. Y'all could laugh at the Chinese people, the Asian people, but they get in the business. You know why? Because it's nothing like just being polite and maintaining product. I don't want to come to your restaurant and order a center breast with macaroni, cheese, and collard greens, and you telling me you don't have no more breasts. Okay, I'm just talking about personal experiences in the African American community, because it's something I just have to I just had to say it. I'm sorry. I had an open door and I had to go through it.
But, you don't know, dear. You are hilarious. You're hilarious. It's just spot on. You're absolutely spot on. So, and that's the beauty of the Lean Startup approach, because it is a customer-centric approach. You get feedback from your customers along the way, and that's what creates your business model.
Amen.
So without that customer service, you're not going anywhere. Customer service is at the crux of what it is that you do. That can make or break your business.
Yes.
And if you're not, exactly, if you're not listening to your customers, then your business isn't going to be sustainable in the long term. And so we're going to go over that this Saturday. Mm-hmm. That is at the heart of everything that we do. And I just want to remind people, please register for the workshop. We want to make sure that you can get in.
Right.
So you can register at www.eignitegroup.com. So www.ignitegroup.com, and go to B-Trip Live.
And please support. Definitely go to the website and register. Man, this was a great interview. I know there's so much more that will be held at the boot camp that you need to go and attend. And tell her you heard it. You heard her on urbanbuzzmag.com. And I'm sure she appreciated that. Janique, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Nigeria. Much appreciated.